Ryan Duvier, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. All right. 402, is that right? Footsteps of Jesus, 402. Missionary song tonight, 396, Lord, Send Me Anywhere.
Thank you. So I had a little surprise this morning when I looked at the bulletin. The song I'd been working on for a couple of weeks with Samuel was the last song we sang in the song service. So I kind of shook my plans up a little bit, and I guess it means I'm getting old now, because I've learned that when my plans get shook up, maybe the Lord has something in store. And I was really challenged by Pastor's message this morning. And, you know, it's easy to get in a rut in life, kind of just going through the motions of things. And we can even fall into that with our service to the Lord. And so I was, Lord really impressed on my heart that is living for Christ, is sharing the gospel, is trying to live a life that shines for the Lord. Is it something I'm doing out of obligation and burden? Or is my attitude one of joy and excitement and looking for the opportunities and really having a joy in my heart to find the opportunities to share the love of the Lord with others? And the Lord really laid this song in my heart. And so I'd like to sing this for you. I saw Jesus in you. When I enter heaven's glory and I see my Savior's face, I will offer him 10,000 years of praise. Then I'll find that special one in whose life I saw God's Son. And through tears of joy with trembling lips, these words I'll say, I saw Jesus in you. I saw Jesus in you. I could hear his voice in the words you said, I saw Jesus in you. In your eyes I saw his care. I could see his love was there. You were faithful, and I saw Jesus in you. When I stand before my Father to receive my life's reward, and my soul is bathed in God's eternal day, when this race on earth is run and God sees the works I've done, more than anything I long to hear my Father say, I saw Jesus in you. I saw Jesus in you. I could hear his voice in the words you said, I saw Jesus in you. In your eyes I saw his care. I could see his love was there. You were faithful, and I saw Jesus in you. You were faithful, and I saw Jesus in you.
Christ, his life, communion with him, it can be a testimony to his truth, his life. It really does lead us into this element of
that, in one way we could say, is part of what we're here to do tonight, and that is to talk about giving. And if we understand giving appropriately, we'll understand that giving should be a reflection of the Lord's gift to us. So I'd like us to look at the primary New Testament passage on giving, and that is, all right, I do this every year, so 2 Corinthians. I don't know. You got to tell me. No. Come on. I'm hoping somebody will be. No. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Just point out some principles of giving and then try to pivot towards faith promise and give you an opportunity to, if you need a card. Ooh. All right. There it is. We'll give you an opportunity for that and love for you to participate for all the reasons that we're going to talk about here this evening. We start off in chapter 8, verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit, or to know, the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." What grace did God give to them? "How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and the deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality." All right, put that down simply is the grace of God produces in people a generosity towards the people of God. So here in this context, he is encouraging believers in the Gentile world to demonstrate the genuineness of their faith. And what better way to demonstrate the genuineness of someone's faith than the giving of their hard-earned money? Because we can talk and we can intend, but when we put it into practice, and it really comes down to that reality of, I mean, hopefully all of us here, except for maybe some of the youngest, we all have some access to money. And that's a wonderful thing. You need that. I need some of that. And that's how we operate and accomplish the things that need to be done. But when we take what God has given to us and we are willing to sacrifice that for someone else, and especially in regards, he's going to motivate them to give on the basis of the glory of God. And so this is the same thing that we're looking at. What is the purpose of missions? But to bring glory to his name. And it takes the grace of God to be willing to hand over what you own to give to the Lord's work. And what's so fascinating here is that they were in great trial of affliction. And he has chosen, and it's not just the Apostle Paul, it's the Spirit of God who has chosen for us an example that would really challenge all of us. Because some in this room would certainly feel that we are pinching pennies. And it's difficult to make ends meet, and we kind of have to watch. And the Lord has blessed in some other ways where we may not have to think about it too much, and that's a blessing, and that's from God. But if we're in that condition, and yet we see that these believers, in the depth of their poverty, were so joyful to be able to give to the Lord. He says, "For to their power." I mean, they maxed out their ability. "I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves." They were willing to give what they didn't even have to help meet the need that God that was set before them. And so they said, "Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints." So here these believers were, they were begging the Apostle Paul, "Please take the money." Have you ever had someone give you some money that you didn't feel comfortable taking? They wanted to give you something. I've been in some foreign fields. I'm the American. And they were talking about, wow, they sacrificed some, they've got some of the best food. They're putting it out and they're giving you the best of the cow and everything. And you're like, "This is the best?" nothing to be bad about, but it's just like, wow, you're touched. And someone wants to give to you, and you're like, no. I couldn't take that of you. I could not do that. The Apostle Paul and evidently was saying, he had taken a collection. He was, and yet these believers in Macedonia was like, you guys need this. And they beseeched him, please, we want to partake in this ministry. That's the heart. That's the grace of God working in their life. You know what? If God motivates you to give something to missions this year, it is the grace of God in your life. And oftentimes you know it's the grace of God when He's working in you to give sacrificially. You think about the rich men who came and poured in great amounts into the treasury. There was a widow who came along and she gave two mites. And Jesus said, this woman has given more than all the rest. And they're shaking their heads. And He says, for she has given all. There's a picture in that. In giving sacrificially, we demonstrate the Lord. And part of this is the only way that you'll be able to do this is what we see in the relationship to verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Oftentimes you'll find this, when where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Their heart was with the Lord. They had given themselves over to Him, and so it was not a hard thing for them to part with their last two mites, because they had already surrendered their heart to Him. And so, He is writing to the Corinthians saying, here's a wonderful example of believers, and we would like for you to do the same. In verse 6, inasmuch as we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. And so it is my desire as your pastor for you to partake in the grace of God, the grace of sacrificial giving, to help other believers in other localities and other ministers of the gospel so that the grace of God would go forth. And he goes on to say, verse 7, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence and in your love to us, all of these things are God is at work in your life, see that you abound in this grace also. Don't just be satisfied with God blessing you with moral change and things, but make sure that you are participating in this particular grace, the grace of giving. Verse 8, I speak not by commandment. If you do not participate in faith promise giving, you are not breaking any command of God. Because God's not commanding you to do this. But He says, by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. What we do in giving to the Lord in this way is a love offering. You are motivated for love for Jesus Christ, love for souls, love for the glory of God. And then he goes on to that wonderful example in Jesus Christ. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. You, sacrificially giving for the gospel, is an imitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He sacrificed everything for us. He was rich, and He became poor. There's an element here that we should be willing to sacrifice for the work of the Lord. And he goes on to talk about some of the principles in doing this. I think one of the principles I'd like to share is in verse 12. He says, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. So God says, I want you to give proportionally. And so there's an element that says, as God has blessed you, so give. What that does is, that puts us on a certain aspect that says no one's exempt. If God has given you a little portion, then you give of that portion to the Lord. So there's no one that's exempt, and yet at the same time, it challenges us who are blessed with finances that we can say, you know what? God has given me much. I want to give according to the much that He has given. And we should delight in that reality because we can give much to the Lord's work. And that is a joyful thing to see what the Lord is doing. And I want to just, he goes on, this is a long two chapters on this, but I want us to go back to all the way to chapter 9 and verse 6. And I'll give you just a couple more principles and we'll bring it to a head. Chapter 9, verse 6. He says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. What you do in regards to giving to the Lord says this is in the regards to sowing and reaping. God will bless us. We do not have to worry about outgiving the Lord. That I can give above and beyond what I think is possible, and yet the Lord can supply my needs. He says what God wanted them to do was every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. So that's what we encourage with faith promise giving, to purpose in your heart. What does the Lord want you to do? There's a lot of different ways that you can do this. Some would say, you know what, I'm going to give a proportion. You know, the Old Testament, they set aside a certain proportion of their income, and all the Jews had to give 10%. This was, if you understand, they gave several different tithes. They didn't give one tithe in the Old Testament. And one of the tithes that they gave every year was to help meet the needs of the poor and the needs of the Levites. And so the aspect of taking care of the ministry and those needs. And so that's what we're doing in terms of supporting these missionaries. And so you can give it proportionally. You say, you know what, this is how much I'm making. I want to give a certain percentage of that to missions. You can sacrifice in that regard. Or you can say, you know what, I want to take on a particular project. You know, you go back to Acts, and what did they do? Someone had a piece of property, and they said, whatever it sells for, I'm going to give that to the Lord. You may do something in terms of like a garage sale with your family and say, hey, we're going to take all of our stuff, and whatever the Lord gives in this garage sale, it's all going to missions. Or you can take it in terms of saying, you can say, I'm not sure, the Lord's burdened us, and there's a particular number that God wants us to do, and I believe God wants to do it. And you say, and you can pray and say, Lord, would you supply the means by which we can have this money? And watch God work on your behalf. But make sure that we give not grudgingly or of necessity. My purpose is not here to twist your arm, make you feel like you have to, because that's not what's going to please God. God loveth a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver that says, oh, praise the Lord. I get to be a part of this. Thank God he gave me some money so that I can give it to him and further his work. That should be our hope. And in the end, when we're talking about grace giving, we'll come back around to this in verse 8 here. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God, by His grace, can fill your life with a sufficient amount of grace so that you can grace others, that you can bless others. And He says you can abound to every good work. We can trust God to supply for our needs and to supply for the needs of others through us as we go to the Lord. And the end result of all these things is thanksgiving to God. And he finishes in 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What we do tonight is a reflection of our heart toward our Savior and for the salvation that he has given. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and if you need a Faith Promise card. I know that some have already received those, but if you have not gotten one, we definitely want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get that. And let's see here. I think, Brother Tom, you have those? We want to. Oh, we've got some? Okay, we'll pass some of those out. If you need one, just raise your hand, and we'll go ahead and be glad and to... It's always neat to see what the Lord does. And if the Lord may have given you a certain amount, and it's just exciting to see the Lord bless, and you may say, I want to do more than what I've done before. I want to see God bless in a wonderful way. Not, we don't give to get. That's not the spirit of missions in any way. But it really is excitement that God is working His grace in our lives. And you can turn those in this evening. You can turn them in another time. You can put them in the offering. We'll collect those, and we'll base our. We got a couple. Nope. All right. We'll get you young men. Oh, we got a couple here. Okay. So that's a couple young men up front. Sorry, Tom. And we'll base our what we're looking at in terms of going forward in missions. And if we have a pledged amount for this year that exceeds. The amount of our missions giving, then that'll help us in terms of knowing what we can do in terms of taking missionaries on. And so, me personally, if I was just opening up, I do it on a percentage aspect of things. I try to give and increase that as the Lord burdens and as the Lord provides. And I do that on the aspect that says our missions budget is the same every year. When we take on a missionary, we don't tell them, oh, we didn't get enough faith promise, so we're not going to. We say we're gonna we stand by our commitment to them, and so I like to do something in terms for myself that is regular and is something that is willing to stick on that and just ask the Lord to provide. And the Lord has been so gracious all through the years. I never can complain of want in terms of giving to the Lord. So it's neat when the Lord brings you to a place of obedience that you don't even have to ask the question. You get to a place where you don't even ask a question. Are we going to church today? I say, no, we're going to church every time. It's not that we don't have to ask that question. I don't have to fight about it. Are we going to give to the Lord in missions? I don't have to ask that question. It's already settled. It's a conviction in my heart, and I know it is for many of you. And if it's not, I encourage you to step out in faith and watch the Lord bless. I'm going to ask us to close our service this evening with a couple of our elders. So I'm going to ask Brother Matt Brock and Brother Kenny, if you wouldn't mind just going back to back, just praying for our missions program and praying for us as a church as we intend to give. The Lord would lead us and direct us in this endeavor. So.
This gospel is so important message to the world. We do everything to put that out there. And we do that with boldness, with the sense of sharing and love by your Holy Spirit. You know, we just want to turn on you and all that you do. Even as we go forth to send these missionaries that we're supporting, and we sign up to Lord, we pray that you will guide and direct me back. Thank you.